from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in audio, video, networking, and home automation. EOCAudio.com.
If you build it, they will come.
In this case, maybe Jim Boylan's words will prove prophetic.
Seen that movie?
Well, he spent a lot of time over in that area.
Yeah, because it looks like that there is going to be a, and the key word here, wait for it, privately funded, hyphenated word, privately funded remodeling of the area around United Center into something that sounds, frankly, really kind of awesome.
And you figured that this was the direction that it was going in when the report started that Jerry Reinsdorf was buying up parking lots around the United Center. And I was starting to wonder, is that an expansion of the network, for example? Like, is that going to allow him to build some spaces out for Chicago Sports Network? But this seems like it's a far better idea.
This sounds great, actually. This is from the Tribune. The Reinsdorf and Wirtz families today unveiled a proposal to remake the near West Side neighborhood around the United Center, replacing unsightly parking lots with publicly available green spaces, a 6,000-seat music hall, and thousands of new homes. It's going to be a new neighborhood with the United Center as its anchor. That's Terry Savarese.
You get to take some of that music or comedy crowd that's been at Wintrust, build your own place and have them over there.
That's a perfect size. Chicago does need more things that size, because obviously you've got the United Center, you've got Soldier Field, you've got some major venues. And then you're talking about the UIC Pavilion and Wintrust and some of these other.
Wintrust is like 10,000 people.
But then the mid-size venues, I guess you'd consider, right now you're talking the Salt Shed,
Chicago Theater,
Park West,
Aragon,
Thalia Hall, you got Lincoln Hall, you know, City Winery, some of these other smaller venues. But to have a 6,000 seat spot, if they can just nail the acoustics too, where you're not retrofitting anything and you're building this out as a music venue or as a performance venue, that'd be great, because I think we could absolutely use a place like that. Not to mention the plans in this that involve green space and walking areas. All the stuff we talked about for urban planning and roof gardens. The key being private investment. Now, if you want to say you want a public partnership,
They're going to need one, because there needs to be like pink line extension.
That's a perfect use of public money. You need a train station, exit ramps, a little bit of help with the stuff that can be controlled with a public benefit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's a reverse flow thing that you want to do on one of the streets in between certain areas. So you could do that if you wanted to. You can build in. And if you go west of the United Center, there's a bunch of roundabouts now. Like the area, like if you're, as far as real estate goes, you're probably too late to the party to move just west of the United Center. Like that area just like west of Damon to about Crane High School.
Yeah, if you're really investing, like west of Western would be where you want to start buying stuff.
Yep.
Like if you're talking about on like Madison and Western, there's a huge swath of land back there that I think is going to be right from Johnny's Ice House West, right across the street from there, looking south from there.
Well, what you're probably doing with this from a, if we're talking about like a city planning standpoint, you're kind of creating a super neighborhood when you connect Tri-Taylor. Because if you just go across the Eisenhower, you're right into Tri-Taylor. And I was at a barbecue on the 4th of July over there, and there are some gorgeous houses with murals on every garage. And I'm like, wow. Like I think it was like Polk, like around Polk in California or wherever where I was. And I'm like, oh my, like this is an area that's been built up quite a bit. So if you're talking about then adding to the area around Malcolm X, and then you got Tri-Taylor over there, like this is, I think this is a really good thing. And the other part of this, I think this rollout is way better. Sun-Times and the Tribune both have stories on this. I'm looking forward to when Lee Bay writes about all of this, because I know that he knows the people that are in charge of it. But this is the way you do it. The alderman is already on board, but saying we're going to talk with the public about how they feel about this. That's a much easier thing to sell than, well, we're going to create this micro neighborhood and we're going to build something and you're going to pay for it. No, I think this is if you're talking about legacy stuff, because this thing probably won't be done for a decade, according to what the Tribune and the Sun-Times wrote about, this, I think, feels better to me for Reinsdorf than it would be to him kind of romping and stomping his way into the 78 to build a ballpark for a team that a lot of people don't care about right now.
I think what he's already done in that whole corridor, as somebody who grew up going to Bulls games before, you know, long, long pre-Jordan, when, man, I could tell you stories about what the West Side looked like when we were driving out there, and as a kid from the suburbs, to have my nose pressed up against the glass, like, ooh, look at that. Whoa, this is the city. Ooh, this is kind of scary and exciting, and walking from the car, we'd park at some red top parking thing and hurry our ass into that building as fast as we possibly could and get out there and get to the car as fast as we possibly could and hurry back to the safety of the suburbs to see what that is now.
It's
come
great.
On, man. It's crazy.
It's great. But look, there's a lot of open space over there that just sits and gets hot. A lot of blacktop over there that just bakes in the sun when it's not being used.
And there will be parking structures, but you won't recognize them because of the way it's understood that you can do things now with below ground and above ground and stacking things up. But if you're talking about green roofs, you're talking about park spaces, and being able to walk is so important.
Well, that's why a pink line extension would be helpful, you know, because now what your blue line one, what, Ashland and Damon are your two, and that's, you know, you're at Ida B. Wells, and so you'd love to have something else over there that could branch off and get people a little closer if they're closer to the Ashland side of things. But I, in reading this, I'm going, wow, this is really well thought out, the execution of it. And I see Texas, there are people who are skeptical, and keep that skepticism. I think that that's okay, especially when we're talking about public money, that this is supposedly mostly privately financed. But the way that Dan and I have both talked about, the help that the public money is for the infrastructure. That's what you want it to be. You want it to be, hey, we need roundabouts put in. Hey, can you extend the pink line over there? Or is there another stop in the middle on the blue line that we add to this thing? That's where I think the city it is the city's responsibility to help out in private enterprise and the marriage between public and private money. What it's felt like when we've talked about the Bears or the White Sox is we want you to build this thing for us. And Brandon Johnson has been keen on talking about skin in the game. And when I was reading these pieces, this feels more like putting skin in the game because of the actual investment that's already happened and not an imaginary one where Kevin Warren can fudge the numbers and talk to you about, well, what the expected return on investment is going to be, where this is Jerry Reinsdorf, at least to this point, going, I bought up all this land. I kind of want to do something with it. If we do something with it, can we then get the city to help us when it comes to some of the things that we might need? And I think that that's a fair way for public and private money to interact.
That's how it's supposed to work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's the insane. We got $7 billion of our own money that we are going to put in to make people's lives ostensibly better. And for a city to be like, oh, well, that's great. Well, it's going to be even better with a train station.
Right.
It's going to be even better with a traffic flow component here.
Let's expand Ogden. Like, you know, there are things that can be done that I think would allow for it to be a really great experience, and then you're creating a place. But at least this feels more fleshed out. I don't feel like I'm being scammed.
Right.
Like, as a citizen of Chicago, I don't feel like someone's just got their hand in my pocket.
Well, I also haven't seen the teaser renderings yet. Because the first sign that you're being scammed is somebody usually is going to put the...
Look how pretty.
Yeah. If they're putting pretty pictures in front of your face, ooh. If they're doing that, then they're trying to bypass parts of your brain.
Now, I do have a question, and this was brought up in the group chat, and Campy brought this up. Why is none of this going to go to help retrofit the United Center? Because now we're talking about a 30-year-old building. It's fine. It's one of the best places, and clearly it is the most popular in the NBA when it comes to attendance. But there are things that could be better there. Is any of the private money going to go into that, or is that something where Reinsdorf could say, hey, instead of me worrying about building this new building over in the 78, what if some of that money went to improvements into the United Center? Especially considering
bait and switch.
Especially considering that I'm going to build up around it.
No, I think it was a separate.
I wouldn't have that big a problem with that,
well,
by the way.
Well, there are separate aspects to that, and that's a little different. Once they cut the check, once if there's a shovel in the ground with your money, and we know it's you and the Wirtz family, and that's your investment, and you can make the money on it, and this is your massive real estate buildup. You're going to put money into the property to make the property worth more. Okay, but this is a far cry from, will you build us a domed stadium by the lake, please? No.
No.
We won't. I don't care if you wake up at 4:30 in the morning without an alarm clock and you cry when you're staring at your George Halas photo.
Will you build us a new baseball stadium with some money that's like kind of dirty?
No.
Well, how about water taxis? We'll have water taxis.
That's how people can get to the game.
Everybody can come to the game down the old river, like Huckleberry
Finn. You should
have
led with water taxis.
Water taxis.
Because those will be pleasant in April and early May.
We'll have big river boats with a paddle wheel. And you can...
Have you guys taken the ice chopper down to the White Sox park?
Ice breaker cutting through? With the Shackleford expedition?
I'm here to see White Sox baseball. Were you able to chop through that ice?
You can walk on the frozen river to the game at the 78. Think about that.
Or it's like, what's the festival in Denmark where everyone skates down the river?
We don't know, Dan.
What?
There's some big famous festival where everybody.
What are you talking about?
There's a. What's the Scandinavian
you
festival?
You tell us. We don't
Come
tell
on.
You.
It's got a. It's a, you know what I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I don't.
And they say that global warming is
know?
Now taking away the festival because the river doesn't freeze like it used to. And now they can't do their
it's
traditional.
It's called the CalSag Channel.
You're not skating on the CalSag Channel.
That's what you asked.
Somebody will know it for me. Someone knows. But either way, that's the way that a big city real estate project should be done. Rich people do the stuff, and then we can help a little bit with some tax dollars to make all of our lives better. There. Done. Fixed.
Done. And done.
Next up. What did you describe this as? Caleb's cadence?
Yeah. Well, I think Studs described it as Caleb's cadence. I don't want to take his stuff, steal his comedy bits. But we're going to talk about the improvement in Caleb's cadence with Kaylin Kaler.
No, she's not
on the show
it's
today.
It's not Kaylin Kaler on Caleb's cadence, but it should be.
It should be. That should be a segment that we do at some point. But this will just be us talking about it and hearing people around the Bears discussing it. Next, here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.